Well, generally some of the father's or mother's parents would look after the child. Uncle, or if you had an older brother, older sister, would look after.
So you said that was the child's legal, what?
Legal stature?
Would you ever say that was the child's legal guard?
Legal guardian, yeah.
And if you were going to have a party and invite all your cousins and nieces and nephews and all those people, you'd say you were going to invite all, what?
All my kin folks.
Yeah. What about the people in your house? When all your family was home, would you call them your kin folks?
I'd call my wife and my children.
So just your wife and your children would be your what?
Be my family.
What about your grandparents? What would you call them?
I'd call them grandmother and grandfather.
So would you say they were your kin folks or your family?
Yeah, I'd say them as my kin folks.
Well, if I said, I saw a man down the street that looked just like you, Mr. and he said his name was, then you might say, well, we have the same last name, but if you weren't related, you'd say?
Well, no kin.
And what would you call somebody like me, who's never been in town before, nobody knows here, that just comes into town? You'd say he was a what?
Stranger.
Would it make any difference how far he came from?
Well, it wouldn't make no difference. He's from the state of Georgia, and I think he's a stranger in here, and they say he's from Georgia.
Well, what about if he was from Japan or?
Oh, well, that'd be different.
What would you say, something like that?
He's not American. He's a Chinese. He just drifted in here.
What about somebody from England or something? You'd say that person was a what?
Was an Englishman, American.
Would you ever use the word foreigner?
Yeah, use the word foreigner, somebody like from England or either Japan now, coming into the United States. We didn't know we'd call him a foreigner. Come from Mexico.
Well, when you were a child, was there anybody around here who might say he was a preacher and would preach occasionally?
Yeah.
But not really do a very good job?
Yeah.
What would you call somebody like that?
Well, you'd call him a no good preacher. He's a preacher, but he doesn't know the Bible.
Would you ever speak to somebody like that, being jackleg preacher or anything like that?
Well, I have heard of such as that.
What is that?
Jackleg preacher, just half preacher. Don't know what he's preaching on.
Well, could you ever speak to anybody else being jackleg?
Yeah, jackleg bootlegger. Jackleg preacher.
Well, now, so what would a jackleg bootlegger be? Somebody who didn't make good whiskey or what?
Yeah, somebody that's peddling whiskey, you know, and wasn't doing it legally. Manufacturing his own whiskey.
Well, could you ever speak of a bootlegger not being jackleg?
No, I believe you just call him a bootlegger.
Well, what about a carpenter or something?
Carpenter. He's an expert carpenter. Well, he's a good carpenter.
Could you speak of a jackleg carpenter?
Well, now you speak of jackleg carpenter, he wouldn't be much of a carpenter.
What about a jackleg lawyer?
Well, he's a lawyer, but he's no good. No jackleg lawyer.
Could you speak of a jackleg teacher?
Yeah, speak of a jackleg teacher.
Could you ever speak of a jackleg governor?
Well, you might could. He's got a position he's holding, he's not qualified for it. He's governor, but he's not qualified to be governor.
What about a jackleg doctor, something like that?
Well, same thing prior to that.
You said you could say that?
The same thing, you could say that. In other words, they're not an excellent doctor or an excellent preacher. Just jackleg. Just picked up the business offhanded, you know, and doesn't know what he's actually doing.